Let us give thanks for a bounty of people, for children who are our second planting. And though they grow like weeds and the wind too soon blows them away, may they forgive us our cultivation and fondly remember where their roots are. Let us give thanks for generous friends with hearts and smiles as bright as blossoms, for feisty friends as tart as apples, for continuous friends who, like scallions and cucumbers, keep reminding us that we've had them, for crotchety friends as sour as rhubarb and as indestructible, for handsome friends who are as gorgeous as eggplants and as elegant as a row of corn, and the others as plain as potatoes and as good for you, for funny friends who are as silly as Brussels sprouts and as amazing as Jerusalem artichokes, and serious friends as complex as cauliflowers and as intricate as onions, for friends as unpretentious as cabbages, as subtle as summer squash, as persistent as parsley, as delightful as dill, as endless as zucchini, and who, like parsnips, can be counted on to see you through the winter. For old friends, nodding like sunflowers in the evening time, and young friends coming up as fast as radishes. For loving friends who wind around us like tendrils and hold us despite our blights and wilts and withers. And finally, for those friends now gone, like gardens past that have been harvested and who fed us in their time that we might have life thereafter. For all these, we give thanks. Let us now, in silence, give thanks for this day with all its gifts, for each other, for all those different kinds of friends and people who enrich our lives, and for the very gift of life itself. Let us in this time resolve to use it wisely in love and service to others.
Oh, yeah.
going to need a little help with our message today. Michelle, would you like to find me two helpers?
Sure. Joey, do you want to help Ben? And Elle, do you want to help? You can say no. No? Okay.
It's another holding job. But this is much lighter. Come on over. I need one of you guys on each side of this. And we got to keep it held together. So kind of hold it from the middle and like stand behind, okay? All right. So, we'll start with the basics. What's it say?
Thanksgiving.
Okay. And anyone want to, what's Thanksgiving? Someone on the, who knows, who can tell me what Thanksgiving is? Nobody knows what Thanksgiving is. Oh, Jack, I can't see you. Okay. Okay, yeah, it's a holiday that we celebrate that goes back to our Puritan roots. But you know, the word Thanksgiving is really interesting because, come with me, you go in opposite directions, pull them apart. There we go, now hold them up. So it's really two words, isn't it? So that's how I like to think about Thanksgiving. It's first thanks and then giving, okay? So, we're going to use these cards to create a message. So now what I want you to do is change places. So you go over there with your word and you come over here. So now what have we got? That's what we need to talk about, okay? Giving thanks, okay? When might you give thanks? Can you think of a time? When some time when you might give thanks? Anybody? Luke. If you survive something, sure. What about with other people or something, maybe? What if, maybe like a time when you had a cake with candles on it or something like that? Hints. Marcia.
When you receive a gift,
right? And you say to the person, you know, thank you, right? So, other where you might say, where you might give thanks? Yes.
When I retire.
When you retire. Okay. Events in your life. But you know, the point is that like sometimes, like when you receive a gift or when someone does something for you, right? There's a person there that you know who you're going to say thank you to. So if Michelle gives me the gift, I say thank you, Michelle, right? Or thank you, Mike, if he gives me something. But how do we give thanks or say thank you for some of the really big things that we don't know who did it? Who we don't have a person who we can say did it. For life, if you were being saved, as Luke said, or maybe just for water or food or good health, right? There are lots of gifts like that. Gifts that we can't say came from Don or Keith or any one person, right? So who's the giver of those gifts? Who do you think? We could have different answers to that. Would anybody want to propose who's the giver of those gifts? Luke. Like family, in a sense, maybe, yeah. Some people would say God is. Some people would say nature, or some people would say Mother Earth, or just unknown, right? So how do you say thank you when you don't have a person right there to say thank you to? So can you think of ways that you might do that? Betsy.
Pass it on,
okay? Someone does there's something good happens to you, you cause something else good to happen. Yes, someone else? Yes.
Take care of the gift.
Yeah. One way we do it is by gathering here with songs and praise and that sort of thing is a way of doing it. But we have to do more than just words, don't we? And that's what you guys are getting at. So let's focus on that word. That's the giving word, okay? How do we really give thanks for the big stuff? By sharing our gifts, as you suggested, with others, right? Yeah, and by taking care of them. So can you think about how are we, just today, just this morning, are there some ways that we're sharing, that we're doing that, that we're giving thanks by sharing our gifts with others? This morning? The offering, yes, the offering that we take up goes not only to the work of the church, but also to the Southeast India Project, so that's one way we're doing it. We've got some stuff up here. What are we doing with all this? These baskets full of things up here? Someone, how about up above?
No one?
We're supporting the food pantry. These are all ways. And what about some other ways, that not right here in the service, but that's going on in the church right now? We're doing, yeah, Nolly? We're doing the holiday gift drive to give to kids and families in shelter, right? We're doing friendship kits, which we're sending to India. There are lots of things that we're doing right here to share those. Can you think of some other things that we do at the church that where we give thanks through what we do, where we're giving? Yeah, Joan. We give a lot of gift to music. That's absolutely true. Music lifts the soul. Yes, Marion. The daffodils, the beauty. We give an aesthetic gift. Yeah. Yes.
Just by being here, giving support to one another in difficult times.
Supporting each other. Yeah. Yes. The community dinner is a great example of how we do that. So, and how do we just give thanks for the good earth? Someone already said the answer here, but let's repeat it again. Someone said by taking care of it, right? Yeah. I think that's, you know, and how do we take care of it? Anybody want to just, how are you taking care of the good earth? I know how Greg is. I see him every morning when I come in early, running down Route 62 with a bag, picking up trash. But others? Are you recycling? What else? Ride a bike instead of burn gas? Yeah. Grow your own garden. Absolutely. Absolutely. Luke? Helping people. Yeah, helping people. Well, so thanks and giving. Let's put it back together the way it is for the holiday. Because when did it happen? On Thursday, right? And how many will be having a dinner with family or friends or gathering around a table somewhere, right? And it's a nice leisurely meal where you have time to talk, right? And so I want you to make me a promise this Thanksgiving. At that table, will you take some time for people to say and ask people not just what they're grateful for, that's important and you should share that too, but maybe to plan and talk about the way that you are going to give thanks by sharing or helping others. I think that's the most beautiful conversation you could have around your Thanksgiving table. And think, if we all do that, and we all pick just one thing, think of all the giving that's going to take place. So thanks, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thank you for being my helpers. Okay. Well, at Thanksgiving, it's customary to share that meal together with friends and family and perhaps other members of the community, especially members who might not have a place to go for the holiday. This tradition of sharing food with others is really part of our ancient history. You know, in Jewish wisdom literature, it tells the story that by breaking bread with another person, you give the sign that you would never harm them. Sharing a meal with others is also about recognizing how important being part of a group, a community, is in our lives. Some would call the sharing of bread with each other in a service a communion. And that word comes from the same root as community, and it really means an act of sharing. So in breaking and passing the bread this morning, we do so to feed each other at many different levels. We do so giving thanks for kindness, friendship, and the support we receive from this community
here at First Parish Church.
Today our bread was break. Let me restart.
It's okay.
Can't talk. Okay. Today our bread was baked by Junior Youth Group. No two loaves are exactly alike. I can't read. Okay. Each was baked to be offered you as a gift for us all to share. Many different grains were in what I can't do this. Okay. Went into making the bread. This reminds us that though we may come from many different places, we have different customs and beliefs. We are part of one community here at FPC. Each loaf contains water, that substance that is needed to keep everything alive, and yeast, which allows the bread to rise and give it life. Because of yeast, the bread expands and takes on new life. In the same way that our FPC community does when we add a new member and new classmates. Then there is salt added to the bread to keep life interesting, oil to reduce friction, and maybe a bit of honey to sweeten us. Yes, in so many ways, when we are a community at our best, we are like the bread that was made for us.
Our bread is made from the grains grown in the rich earth, warmed by the sun and watered by the gentle rain. Then humans add their knowledge and their skills to create the bread that feeds us. We recognize and celebrate that we are dependent on the world of nature, and that sometimes nature is almost magical, beyond our control and efforts.
By sharing these loaves, we celebrate our oneness, I think.
Oneness.
But not only with those that are here today, but with those who have come before us in tradition and with those who will come after us. We are one with hope, them all. Our hope is for a world in each we share the oneness of people.
This bread is food for the body as well as for the soul. We know that we need to share in feasts to be alive both physically and spiritually. We try our best to find the place in us that is special. The place inside of us where we know we are sacred and part of something bigger than any one of us.
The breaking of bread is our great thanksgiving. We are thankful for so many things. The love and concern that we have for each other, the memories which connect us to those who have gone before us and prepared the way for us, the hope that we can build a better world where everyone will have what they need and all will be treated fairly and equally. We promise to help and support each other, to receive help when we need it, and to give to one another as we are able. As we celebrate, we remember that there are many people who are hungry and have no community to support them. Today, we recognize our responsibility to those that need to be fed both with food and with support and friendship.
In a moment, the bread we break will be passed. Please take a piece, and after everyone has been served, we will together eat the bread. There is one basket of gluten-free bread and also a basket which has been kept. It's all doesn't have peanuts in it, but there's a peanut-free basket which has been uncontaminated. So, and Michelle will have those two baskets if you prefer to take from those. As the bread's shared, I will read some short passages which are followed by sung refrain. It is number 402 in the hymnal, but you probably don't need to open your books. The words printed in your order of service, we've sung it before, and the tune is easy to pick up. We'll begin with the choir singing the refrain once, and then everyone repeats it. And after that, please sing it each time after I speak the words. And we can begin.
Thank you.
From you I receive the bread, a reminder that we all need to be nourished, both physically and spiritually. We need each other. Each of us needs to receive the support of other members of the community. No one goes this way alone. May each of us receive the things we need. We too must give, for it is in giving that we receive. We live in a world of great privilege, while others die of starvation. Even in our own community, there are those whose needs go unmet. May we give as we are able. Now, gathered in this holy place, we share bread. The bread reminds us of what is required to sustain our bodies. But the call is to share more than bread. The call is to share ourselves, to be part of an ever-growing and expanding community of sharing.
Thank you. Thanks.
It is by this commitment to give and receive that we indeed do live. A commitment that says we are a community in which everyone has needs, and also a community where everyone has something to give. Our community is much bigger than just this church. We're called to reach and create a community of the world. It is by this message of receiving, giving, and sharing that we live. From you I receive, to you I give. Together we share, and from take now and eat this bread, a symbol of the bounty of the harvest and of the work of human hands. May we be grateful for all the gifts we receive, and may we share them with each other. This bread is food for the body and for the spirit. May we be nourished by it, and may we be mindful of our obligation to nourish others. This Thanksgiving, may we give substance to our gratitude by resolving to make right use of the many gifts that we've received. May we live as a community more fully, and we give of our abundant blessings more freely. May we use our talents more wisely for the service of humankind and the glory of all creation. Amen.